Kevin R. Novak, deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. You must not be afraid of civil government school system abolition. You might be surprised to learn we've already accomplished it once here in Virginia. Prior to 1786, we had civil government-approved preachers and doctrine, and civil government-compelled attendance laws and tithing. In June 1785, James Madison wrote his Memorial and Remonstrance against religious assessments. Quote, "The religion, then, of every man must be left to the conviction and conscience of every man, and it is the right of every man to exercise it as they may dictate. This right is in its nature an unalienable right. It is unalienable, because the opinions of men, depending only on the evidence contemplated by their own minds, cannot follow the dictates of other men. It is unalienable also, because what is here a right towards men is a duty toward the Creator." End quote. On January 1786, abolition was accomplished in the form of an act for establishing religious freedom. The act starts with this, quote, "Whereas Almighty God hath created the mind free, that all attempts to influence it by temporal punishments or burdens, or by civil incapacitations, tend only to beget habits of hypocrisy and meanness, and are a departure from the plan of the holy author of our religion, who being lord both of body and mind, yet chose not to propagate it by coercions on either, as was in his almighty power to do." In today's Virginia, in civil government schools, we have civil government-approved preachers and doctrine, civil government-compelled attendance laws and tithing. Let us once again establish religious freedom here in Virginia. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.